This week, people in Northern Ireland will mark the 30th anniversary of what's come to be called Bloody Sunday. That's when British troops in Northern Ireland shot dead 13 unarmed Catholics taking part in a civil rights demonstration in the city of Derry. The killings heightened tensions between Northern Ireland's minority Catholic population and the province's largely pro-British Protestant majority. An estimated 3,600 people died in the decades of violence that followed, a series of killings, bombings, and maimings known as the Troubles. Joining me now from Derry is journalist Suzanne Rogers of the Belfast Telegraph. Suzanne, how do people there look at Bloody Sunday, ordinary people and officials?
Well, Bloody Sunday has been described as an open sore running through the Troubles in the history of Northern Ireland for the past 30 years. Initially, after the event itself, people were so traumatised, the families were so traumatised, and also the families of those who died and the injured were labelled as nail bombers, bombers, IRA members, whatever, so that there was a certain amount of keep your head down and say nothing. The official line on Bloody Sunday, I suppose, up until now has been that this was an atrocity, it took a long time, and there was an apology to the families, that this was something that happened because of confusion on the streets, because of confusion as to what happened, what was going to happen on the day, whether or not the IRA fired on the soldiers first, the soldiers returned fire, and unfortunately there were these casualties, which would be the official British view, and of course the view of the nationalist Catholic community was that these were unarmed civil rights marchers, and that there was a decision taken from on high that they should be taught a lesson.
Suzanne, there's an official inquiry going on.
That's right.
What is this?
That is the Savile inquiry, chaired by Lord Savile, who is an English law lord, and he is accompanied by a Canadian and an Australian, both very high up in their professions, both long years of experience dealing with legal matters. They have been sitting here in Derry and are likely to continue sitting for at least the next 2 years, painstakingly going through evidence from those who were on the march, those who knew about the march, and controversially now we're moving into a stage where some of the soldiers who were there on the day will be giving evidence.
Well, how much confidence do people in Derry have in an inquiry set up by the British government?
Well, I think people feel initially it was the best they could get already, although we're only just under 2 years into the inquiry. Some controversial things have been said. So although the inquiry may not yet have provided all of the answers, at least there's a feeling among those who have no axe to grind and who are looking for the truth that possibly and hopefully there will be evidence from both sides. It may be unpalatable to both sides, but there is a confidence that Savile will get to the truth.
Would you say that the wounds of Bloody Sunday have healed?
No, absolutely not yet. But I think that sometimes, I mean, if we're going to use that analogy, it's the old thing of having to open up a wound fully, remove the infection that's there before allowing it to heal over. And that's an analogy that has been used in the past. And if you like, the Savile inquiry is opening that wound and cleaning it out.
Suzanne, the kind of violence that Northern Ireland suffered for so many years in the wake of Bloody Sunday, do you think that there will be no return to that?
I think it's very unlikely that there will be a return to that. And of course, we still have quite a lot of violence. But we are in an end game situation, and I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that an end game can go on for some time. But I think what we're seeing now are the last throes and the last skirmishes between communities which have been so polarised that it would have been unrealistic to expect them to come together and put aside their differences quickly.
Suzanne Rogers of the Belfast Telegraph joining us from the studios of BBC Radio Foyle in Derry, Northern Ireland. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.